Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. Wearing my Transfiguration white shirt in my magnificent slick studio, also known as a kitchen. Anyway, breaking news. Hamza Yousif has just been elected leader of the Scottish National Party, and therefore he's due to take over as First Minister for Scotland, since the SNP is the ruling party in Holyrood. So now that news came just minutes ago. So against all expectation, he won the vote. Obviously, it's only Scottish National Party members allowed to vote, not the general public. So Kate Forbes was the hot favourite. But she won the first round. They eliminated Ash Reagan. It went to a second round, and then he pipped Kate Forbes at the post. He got 52% of the vote. She got 49% of the vote. So he's a first in so many ways. Obviously, he's the first non-white person to be First Minister of Scotland. He's the first non-Christian person to be the First Minister of North Britain. He's a Muslim, and he's the youngest First Minister Scotland's ever had. They've not had very many. They've had Donald Dewar. They've had Jack McConnell. They've had, oh my God, Henry McLeish. Then they had, obviously, Alex Salmond, Nicola Sturgeon, then him. They've only ever had six. It's an office that was only created in 1999. I remember about a year later, Donald Dewar died in office. So they had three Labour First Ministers, and he's the third SNP First Minister. So he was their health minister for some years, in which he performed abysmally. So the National Health Service in Caledonia is performing as dreadfully as that in Scotland. Of course, they blame those evil English for Brexit and partly for restrict immigration, and about 50% of nurses in the United Kingdom are from outside the UK. So that is a problem. You know, about 12% of nurses' posts are vacant in England. I presume it's similar in Scotland. And to be fair, there is certain merit to the claim that reducing immigration has made it trickier to recruit NHS staff. Remember, immigration is a reserved issue that's controlled by Westminster for the whole of the United Kingdom. Westminster doesn't control it simply for England. Anyway, so Nicola Sturgeon has been in tears and she's about to step down. But anyway, the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has jubilated Hamza Yousif on his success. But actually, this is very good news for unionism because he's got bad approval ratings. And if you start off unpopular, you're only going to get more popular. And all right, you'll probably have a bit of a honeymoon for a couple of months. New leaders almost inevitably get that. And he's only 37 years old. I think he's the youngest leader of a UK political party ever. Moreover, he's the first person of the Islamic faith to lead any political party in the United Kingdom at all. So that's it. So Ash Reagan and Kate Forbes have said they'll back him up. Kate Forbes, interestingly, is a Christian fundamentalist, said she didn't approve of same-sex marriage and things like that, so was savaged for that. And Hamza Yousif says that he's in favour. So he said he's humbled by this honour. Now, Nicola Sturgeon at 52 is standing down, and she's taking driving lessons for the first time. She's been involved since her teens. At the age of 21, she stood for Parliament against Labour in a safe Labour seat back in the 1980s when the SNP was in the doldrums. He's got a difficult situation to take over. There are strikes in Scotland by teachers and others. There are long NHS waiting lists. It is getting worse. There's the cost of living crisis. The Scottish government just doesn't have enough money. And that's it. The SNP in office for a long time. Now, Nicola Sturgeon, she boasted that she won 8 elections in 8 years. And that is true. It's an enviable record. Was it one European election, two Scottish parliamentary elections? Or was it two Westminster elections? I'm trying to think. That she won within Scotland, the local election, stuff like that. It adds up to 8. So by any measure, that is a very creditable record. And I can't think of a record that's been equal by any political leader anywhere in the United Kingdom in recent decades, certainly since the 1970s. The Ulster Unionist Party prior to that in Northern Ireland won everything. But anyway, that's it. So, you know, he's got like 3 years to go until the next Scottish parliamentary elections. And he's got various climate change targets that he's got to try and achieve. And these are some of the most extraordinary targets set anywhere in the world. remember his own estimate. So it's 2030 they've got to be achieved. Are they going to be able to decarbonize electricity supplies? Okay, you can move faster with wind. And Scotland's got a huge amount of wind. It's got 8% of the UK population, 30% of the UK's land area, and about 45% of the UK's coastline, because it's got so many islands. And it's because it's further out to the Atlantic. Remember, England and Wales are sheltered by Ireland. Obviously, Northern Ireland's got a lot of wind because it's on the Atlantic. And most of Scotland, well, certainly the west coast of Scotland, has got the Atlantic. Nothing between them and the American continent. 3,000 miles of ocean, so very strong winds. Whereas so England is more sheltered, so it doesn't get such strong winds unless you're like Cornwall. So it is achievable by that. Obviously, there's the North Sea coast as well, where there is wind, but it's not as incredibly ferocious as at the Atlantic coast, and that's the way to do it. So, but it's just going to cost an awful lot of money, because the end of oil doesn't have to be a financial catastrophe for Scotland, because they have so much wind energy, they can sell that to the rest of the United Kingdom and indeed overseas. But he's got that to contend with. But unionists think this is very good news, the election of Hamza Yousaf, because he's unpopular. He's been failing as the health minister. So these are big shoes to fill of Nicola Sturgeon, and he's certainly just not got the kudos that she does. But we'll see what he is. However, the SNP's defeat is not a foregone conclusion. He could prove himself. The economic situation could ameliorate, and maybe they'll be able to recover sufficiently to win. But if I were a betting man, I would bet on the SNP not winning next time, certainly not winning an outright majority. They still don't have an outright majority now. Will Labour overtake them? Possibly. It might be more like neck and neck. I think Labour cannot afford to be complacent. It's not going to fall into their lap as it did before. Because remember, up until 2007, Labour had won everything in Scotland for like 50 years. Won the Westminster elections, the Holyrood elections, the local elections, the European elections, until they're pipped at the post. But the SNP lost by one vote, one seat, you know, in Holyrood. The SNP formed their minority government, and they never looked back. But, you know, you can't defy political gravity forever. What goes up must come down. But the thing is, nobody's got a plan. They can't have a second referendum without the permission of Westminster, and that is not forthcoming, nor indeed... are they going to be able to treat the next election as a referendum? They did talk about that. There are other problems in his in-tray about the deposit return scheme. Are the Greens going to be happy with him? We're not quite sure. There are all sorts of issues to do with marketing alcohol, tax regulations on private landlord, greater protection for marine life. There's talk about more investment into oil and gas, but that's unacceptable to ecologists there. What they're going to do to ameliorate transport, subsidization of ferries, going to remote island communities, and so on. So all this demands a lot of money. So the Muslim Council of Britain has hailed this as an epoch-making change. So it shows that, you know, the Muslim community is only about 2% of the Scottish population, and they're the first minister. Shows that there's very little Islamophobia in the United Kingdom. I'd rather that there was none. However, it's not a tremendous win. It shows a lot of his party does not have confidence in him. And it was a fairly bitter, leadership contest. They were tearing strips out of each other. So anyway, the Greens say that he is acceptable, but let's see if that continues. All right. So thank you so much for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe, please. What was I going to say? Yeah, so subscribe and donate to me on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.